His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Matthew 25, verses 21. If you have just $5 in your pocket right now, and you think about the $5 that you have, would you take that $5 and go buy a cup of coffee? Would you take that $5 and sow a seed into the person standing behind you at the coffee shop? Would you take the $5 and put the gas in your car? Or would you just put the $5 back in your wallet or in your bank account? Think about the money that you hold on to, just as you think about your time. If you had an extra 5 minutes right now, would you bow down and say a prayer? Would you scroll on social media? Would you call a friend and encourage them? Would you sit in silence? Would you just plow away your to-do list at work? What would you do if you just had an extra 5 minutes? God equips us with exactly what we need for the season that we're in. So He gives us little bits of what we need. And oftentimes we take the little bits that He gives us and we squander it. We take that $5 and we say, "Oh, it's just $5. So I'll get a cup of coffee. Oh, I'll just go through the drive-thru." Instead of saying, I have an extra $5. What's the best use of this money that God has blessed me with? Or we say, it's just 5 minutes. I'm just going to sit here and plow through my to-do list instead of closing our eyes and praying. So I want you to think about, what is the little that God has given you? Is it a little time right now? Are you a brand new mom? Are you brand new in your position where you don't have a lot of free time, but God has given you a little bit of time? Has He given you a little bit of money? So just enough money to pay your bills and have a little extra to do something with. What is that little bit that God has given you? He doesn't want us to hold on to the little that He has given us. He wants us to take what He's given us and sow seeds into people, sow seeds into ministry, sow seeds into ourselves. Yes, you can sow a seed into yourself. You can say, "Hey, you know what? I'm going to take this $5 and I'm going to find a book on sale and I'm going to read this book to develop myself. I'm going to take this 5 minutes that I have and I'm just going to close my eyes and meditate for a few moments to refresh my mind and my soul and my body." And so what happens when you take the little that you have and do good with it, God multiplies it. He's like, "Okay, so you took the extra 5 minutes that I gave you and you used that time to pray. All right, well, tomorrow I'm going to give you an extra 30 minutes. And I want you to do the same thing with 30 minutes. I want you to stay in prayer and meditation and reading your Bible with me." Oh, that extra $5 that you had, you decided that you didn't need a coffee and you just bought coffee for the person behind you. Well, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you an unexpected financial blessing. So instead of focusing on our lack, instead of focusing on what we don't have, focus on what you do have. Focus on the goodness that God has given you. Focus on the little that He's given you. And know He will multiply that for you. He will multiply it beyond your belief. But the first step is obedience. Being obedient to what God wants you to do with what little He has given you. Be blessed today. Walk in obedience.